Are you starting to feel the stress of, you know, a tough first half?
Load-wise? Yeah, I think we've had a busy schedule, a lot of travel, and I think it started to catch up to us a little bit, but I think going into the Christmas break, we can be happy with where we stand. I mean, it's a crowded division. Central division's a tough division once again, but I think we've put ourselves in a good position. You look at our schedule in the second half, it lightens up. There's certainly a lot less travel, a lot less miles to cover, and hopefully we can use these next few days, kind of get some rest and get rolling again. I know the last couple of weeks we struggled record-wise. I think the last four games kind of before this, we had started to feel like we were getting back on track. I think we got a little bit away from it tonight, but hopefully we can use these next few days and get kind of right back on track against Edmonton.
Every game is a battle, but how much did it feel like Clutterbuck and Cizikas and those guys were all over you, Chimera, all night?
Well, I think that's kind of what they get paid to do, and you look at that kind of Lions identity they've kind of been able to form, before they had Matt Martin with them, and they're usually up there in the league in hits, and they make it a tough night to play against, and anytime you can kind of have a line like that go out and play against your top lines and make it a long night, I think it really benefits Tavares' line and Barzal's line at home. They get a little softer matchups, and I think they're a big key to their team, especially at home.
How difficult is it for a team when they score two in the first couple of minutes? I mean, it puts you in a pretty difficult hole to come out of, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough to come back from two goals down. They're one of the highest scoring teams in the league, and they have one of the best home records. I think you dig yourself a hole like that early, it's tough to come back. We were able to answer and get that one goal, and it seemed like we were starting to get our legs under us, and they get a bit of a lucky break on that third one, and they go into the room feeling good, up 3-1. And I think we did a good job in the second period. I thought we generated some good chances, and that being said, you come out and you give up that fourth goal, and then right away they get that fifth one. So, they're a good team at home, and you can't afford to give up a lead like that early on.